Today's Anova Lineage will be presented in Hebrew and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis of Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepali, Kyrgyz, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog, and Thai.
Vegetarianism is clearly the biblical ideal, and therefore every person for whom the Bible is a sacred text, that should mean every Jew and Christian, should be a vegetarian.
היום, בחלק הראשון של סדרה בת שני פרקים, אנו נבחן את החוכמות העתיקות של האמונה היהודית, ואיך התורות בנות 30 מאות ניתנות מאוד ליישום בנושאים ודרכי חיים בזמננו היום, עבור יהודים והאנושות ככלל.
Ever since the Torah was handed down to them, the Jewish people had been guided by sacred words, words that nourish an enduring faith, one that has survived intact despite unimaginable odds throughout history. Judaism teaches reverence for God, respect for life, the maintenance of personal health, and a code of conduct based on compassion and justice. It also provides specific directions on how to be responsible custodians of the world in which we live.
אנו מתכבדים להזמין את הרב המכובד מאוד, דוד רוזן, לרעיון בארץ הקודש של ישראל. הרב רוזן הוא המנכ"ל הבינלאומי לענייני בין דתיים של הוועד היהודי האמריקאי, נשיא כבוד של המועצה הבינלאומית של נוצרים ויהודים, והרב הראשי לשעבר של אירלנד. בשנת 2010, הרב רוזן נעשה מפקד של האימפריה הבריטית CBE, על ידי הוד מלכותה, המלכה אליזבט. הוא גם תומך באורח חיים החומל על בסיס צמחי.
I was born in England, but I came here to Jerusalem after high school, and I studied here. I have my rabbinic ordination from the ultra-Orthodox world, but I, even though I didn't come from that background, and I didn't stay in that world, I met my wife here, though she also comes from England, but we met here in Israel. And I was then rabbi in South Africa, in Cape Town, until 1979, from 73 to 79. And then I was chief rabbi of Ireland from 79 to 85. We came back in 1985 to Jerusalem. So we've been back in Jerusalem for more than 25 years. When I came back, being involved in interfaith relations in Israel was obviously very important to me because it relates to the very fabric of Israeli society. Any society's well-being and health depends upon the condition of its minorities, or the minorities within its society are a reflection of its health. So it's very important for me to be involved in interfaith relations here.
לרב רוזן היו נסיעות רבות ברחבי העולם כדי לשתף מסרים בין דתיים ובניית שלום. הוא פגש את הוד קדושתו האפיפיור בנדיקטוס ה-16 פעמים רבות, ודיבר לצד מנהיגי דת ועולם, כולל הוד קדושתו הדלאי למה, ארכיבישוף דזמון טוטו.
And then, because of my profile as chief rabbi of Ireland, people knew of me, organizations knew of me, and started coming and asking me to represent them. And then, as a result, I had a more of an international profile. And similarly, the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs wanted my involvement in areas that related to interfaith relations, especially when contacts with the Vatican started. And I was asked to be part of the team that negotiated the establishment of diplomatic relations. Eventually, then, the American Jewish Committee which is the oldest of the American Jewish advocacy agencies and has a global outreach, asked me to be in charge of its interfaith work. And in addition to being responsible for all its interfaith relations around the world, I'm also the advisor to the Chief Rabbinate of Israel on interfaith relations, and therefore have responsibility for most of its interfaith work.
בנוסף למומחיותו על ביסוס הרמוניה בין האמונות הדתיות השונות, הרב רוזן הוא גם חסיד של דו-קיום בשלום עם בעלי החיים התושבים המשותפים שלנו, כמו שמומלץ בתנ"ך וטקסטים מקודשים אחרים.
Because the biblical ideal is the ideal of the Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve are vegetarian. It's only after humanity corrupts itself that meat eating is allowed. And the language that the Bible uses, concessionary language, is not a very positive approach, a concessionary approach. But today, thank God, we live in a world where we can have wonderful fruits and vegetables. There is absolutely no need to slaughter animals. And therefore, for me, it is first and foremost an ideal that I draw from my own particular religious heritage.
In the beginning, the Torah was explicit on the ideal form of human diet.
God said, Behold, I give unto you every herb-bearing seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree that has seed-yielding fruit. It shall be food for you and to all the animals of the earth, to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on earth within which there is a living soul. Every green herb I give you all for food. And it was so. Genesis 1, verses 29 to 31.
הרב רוזן היה בין המרואיינים הדגולים שהוצגו בסרט התיעודי חובה קדושה. יישום ערכי היהדות כדי לעזור לרפא את העולם. שהופק על ידי המפיק, במאי, סופר וסינמטוגרפר, זוכה פרס האמי, פרידברג ליונר. חובה קדושה מדברת אל ליבם של האנשים בכל מקום על האתיקה של מערכת היחסים שלנו לעולם הטבעי שלנו, ולמה זה חשוב שאנחנו נגיב מהר כדי לעזור להביא את כוכב הלכת שלנו לעבר נתיב בר קיימא, כלומר באמצעות תזונה רחומה על בסיס צמחי.
I'm a vegetarian precisely because I am a believing Jew who strives to live in accordance with the ethical teachings of my heritage. Now, I don't mean to say that anybody who is not a vegetarian is not living in accordance with the teachings of their heritage, but I believe that if you do follow the most sublime and noble values in our tradition and in this day and age, then there is an imperative to lead a vegetarian lifestyle. There's the question of all the hormones and antibiotics that are pumped into the animals that are retained at the end of the food chain so much more intensely, which render the question of whether this is the right health diet that one should be following when there are alternative diets available. So these factors are in fact Jewish factors. They are issues of looking after one's health is a halachic imperative. Compassion for animals is a halachic imperative. Being responsible also for your environment and for your globe, which also have ramifications coming out of the whole question of the meat industry and meat consumption, are all fundamental Jewish questions. So I, simply put, am a vegetarian because I am a religious Jew.
מספר עקרונות דתיים מעודדים לדבקות לאורח חיים צמחוני יותר אחראי ללא אכזריות.
The more sentient the being is, the greater the responsibility is upon humanity to be caring for it. And that is precisely the meaning in Genesis. When we are told to go and assume our responsibility over the animal kingdom, that responsibility must be understood first and foremost in terms of compassion and care for animals. And there are
therefore, fundamental prohibitions under the category of preventing tsa'ar bali chayim, suffering to animals, that are explicit in the Torah. For example, the prohibition to muzzle an ox when it is plowing so that the animal should be able to graze, or even of plowing with two different kinds of species where one might be strong and the other might be weak. So being compassionate towards animal life is not just a matter of being responsible for animal life, which we have very clearly laid down in the Torah and expounded by our sages, but it's a matter of imbuing ourselves with the right kind of values. If we are insensitive towards animal life, then we desensitize ourselves as human beings.
Though the Torah teaches that only humans are created in God's image, Judaism has much to say about the similarities between people and animals.
The fate of men and the fate of animals, they have one and the same fate. As one dies, so does the other, and they all have the same spirit. Man has no superiority over animal, for all is futile. All go to the same place, all originate from dust, and all return to dust. Who perceives that the spirit of man is the one that ascends on high, while the spirit of the animal is one that descends down into the earth? Ecclesiastes 3, verses 19 to 21.
But David says in the books of Psalms, Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamav lakol ma'asav. God is good to everything, and His mercy is upon everything He has created. Now, main idea of religion, Jewish and I think other religions as well, is that we should try to imitate the ways of the Lord. He is good, He is merciful, he is just. We should stick to His ways. We should go and try to do whatever He is the ideal, and we should try to imitate His way. Now, if He is merciful, we should be merciful. We shouldn't be cruel.
Today, paradoxically, the behavior of humanity towards animal life is more brutal and more violent than even in the past. The factory system of mass production and mass slaughter is more inhumane than ever before. And humanity towards animal life, humanitarian behavior towards animal life, is a fundamental Jewish teaching. It's a biblical principle too. Today, it seems to me, it is not possible to be party to meat consumption and claim one still maintains the restrictions in terms of respect for animal life. So there is more cruelty today, which is also, as I say, an offense to religious sensibility.
Can we really stand by and permit this horrific, widespread mistreatment of animals? It's really so contrary to so many beautiful teachings about the proper treatment of animals. Judaism teaches that we have to be compassionate. God's compassion extends to all creatures, and we have to imitate God's positive attributes, including that of compassion. You know, out of sight may mean out of mind for many people, but if we permit others to be involved in these horrible atrocities, just for our benefit, to put meat on our plates, for example, then we have to consider that we are equally responsible.
Behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your offspring after you, and with every living being that is with you, with the birds, with the cattle, with all the animals of land with you, with all that departed from the ark, with all the animals of the earth. Genesis 9, verses 9 and 10.
From an ideal point of view, this world should have been a vegetarian world. There's no doubt about it that from an ecological point of view, simply even I'd say mathematical point of view, vegetarianism is a much more calculated way to manage this world. And there is indeed a direct ideological connection between responsible stewardship and vegetarianism.
כאשר אנו נחזור ב-30 בינואר 2011 לחלק 2 המסכם של צמחונות, אידיאל משותף לאנושות, ואת הרעיון שלנו עם הרב המכובד דוד רוזן, אנו נשמע איך לתזונה הצמחונית יש חשיבות ראשונה באחריות שהוסמכנו על ידי האל לשמר את כדור הארץ והקדושה הרוחנית שלו.
Vegetarianism is a vehicle for universal peace for all humanity and also a reflection of universal peace.
כדי לברר פרטים נוספים על הרב דוד רוזן, בקרו בבקשה באתר rabbidavidrosen.net.
I am Rabbi David Rosen, International Director of Interreligious Affairs of the AJC. Be veg, go green to save our planet. Heye tzimchoni, heye yarok, kedei latzil et kadur haaretz shelanu.
צופים מבורכים, אנו מעריכים את הנוכחות המרגיעה שלכם לפרק היום של שושלת היוחסין האצילית שלנו. אנו יישארו מכוונים לטלוויזיית סופרים מאסטר בין מאסטר ותלמידים שתשודר מיד. מברכים אתכם ואת יקיריכם זריחה נפלאה בכל יום. Blessed viewers, we appreciate your soothing presence for today's episode of our noble lineage. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples coming up next. Wishing you and your loved ones a glorious sunrise every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL